They're awful big lips.
Hello and welcome to Leaf and Let Die. Hey, any moment we gotta pay for it, people. Today's tea is 100% pure white tea from Ambiance.
And I'll bet you it's not white.
And today, I'm joined by four of our most esteemed Basfanadians. First, from the land of Hanalei.
Space Monsters, Stacey Roar.
From Latinville.
JC Arkham.
From Hugoland.
Maureen Starkey.
And of course, from Campbell.
Two-Buck Chuck.
And I'm Chris Garcia. So today we are drinking this Ambiance tea, stolen blatantly from the LAX Marriott, where LostCon was this weekend.
I'm not sure if you can call it stolen if they just want to get it out of their shells.
That's true.
Oh my god, this one's got a string this time.
It's got a string and a little paper thingy at the end. So now we dip.
And it floats. Does that mean it's a witch?
And it's a flow through. It's a
flow through. It's a flow through, yeah.
That means it's witchcraft.
Yes. It's witchcraft.
Burn it.
All right. Oh, do you want to see the package?
It's white tea.
Is it?
What makes tea white anyway?
Is it white? Enjoying Perry Como. Anyhow.
Why it gotta be white?
Yes. So here's the question of the day. And this is the hardest question I'm ever going to ask at this thing. What does everyone here continue to think about this year's television season?
I'm really enjoying Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think they're off to a really good start for the season. The only other thing I watch right now is Big Bang Theory. Those are the only two conventional channels that I watch. Everything else is like DIY and How It's Made and Discovery Channel, all that kind of crap. But other than that, it's pretty tame.
Is everyone watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I am not, yes.
Yes? You are not?
I am not. I'm woefully behind. We are a zero TV household, i.e. we stream like mofos. So, yeah, I'm behind. Sorry.
Mo, are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying S.H.I.E.L.D., the television show that I'm intrigued with right now is Dracula. When I started watching it, I thought I couldn't stand. You have to think of these as parallel universes because it really messes up Victorian society like crazy. But what I do like is that the main character that plays Dracula is Dracula. He is disguised as an American entrepreneur, down to a really lousy American accent, and he really is a bad guy.
It couldn't be any worse than Van Helsing.
Nothing could be any worse than Van Helsing.
Talking about completely rewriting what history was, maybe?
Well, when you refer to Van Helsing as history, that's the first problem.
Well, I'm talking about the period in which they were in. So.
Vampires don't sparkle.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Well,
more importantly, Dracula's right-hand man, Renfield, isn't a bug-eating goon, crazy person. He is an elegant black man with a lawyer, very refined taste, and very loyal to him. So I'm really intrigued with the character dynamics in this show.
It sort of strikes me as the way that they're doing it sort of reminds me of how they sort of reinvented Hannibal for the show. Wait for it. Hannibal. Chuck, what are you watching?
Definitely The Neighbors.
Yes.
Yay. Definitely The Neighbors.
I love that show.
And it is a show. And it's an awesome show. It's one of the best sitcoms I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah?
And I am watching on PBS, I'm watching the Father Brown Mysteries.
Oh, really?
Based on the G.K. Chesterton stories. And I'm watching this odd little Britcom called The Cafe.
Oh.
About a cafe there on the British seaside and the people that live in this town, and they're all kind of quirky. And I am following S.H.I.E.L.D. I am following S.H.I.E.L.D. And I'm kind of on the wire with it. I'm still kind of following it. And I do kind of follow Arrow, but a lot of the sort of mainstream stuff, I'm kind of on the wire this year. It doesn't seem like it's hitting the pistons for me this year for some reason.
Well, my big three, I have given up on S.H.I.E.L.D. almost completely. But it's not really S.H.I.E.L.D.'s fault. It is the fact that Brooklyn Nine-Nine is the funniest show on television right now. It's genius. I mean, Andre Brower, in a role that will surprise you, he can do no wrong, and he's hilarious. The Thanksgiving episode this last week, just brilliant, and a friend of mine was on it. But I've been watching The Neighbors. I love The Neighbors.
No name dropping here? You just said a friend.
Well, you've never heard of her. She was in a little film called The Wound.
Well, it doesn't matter whether we heard her. It's always a name drop here and there. Blah, blah.
I'm not a sort of name-dropping goon like you people think I am. I don't know where you're coming up with these lies.
Your friends are on fire.
Of course, The Neighbors this week, Yasir has improved.
Yes.
For a number of reasons. The most being the new theme song.
Yes.
But a show I don't know if anyone other than me is watching. Like, literally, I think it's just me watching it, is, and I hate to admit this, Super Fun Night.
Is that the one with Reno?
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel, thank you. Rebel Wilson.
And
Super Fun Night.
Super Fun Night.
Is that a Japanese game show?
It should be, shouldn't
it's
it?
Not totally straight up sound like one.
But it's actually, it's a little, it's sort of a combination workplace. It's basically Friends, except for the lead is incredibly unlikable. So basically, it's Friends.
It's Friends, yeah. But
it's got some really funny folk in it, and it's the main character. It's one of those things where the main character, I wouldn't mind dying in a fire, as long as the supporting cast was still there, because they're so damn good. Now, Rick Bretschneider has his favorite show of the year. What's that, Rick?
I've seen that.
Waiting for God?
It's like choosing between your children.
You've got one kid.
And I never have to do it, so no practice. Come back to me. I'll think about it.
Okay. No, I haven't been watching. I haven't been watching Arrow this year.
Oh yes, Arrow. I've been watching that. Yeah, it's this year is off to a tremendously hot start. I mean, they are dropping character after character from the comics, unlike Smallville, that took a really long time to ramp up. I think they listened to fans when it came to Smallville and their feedback, and I think in Arrow they are just putting in like at least a character every week, at this point every week, but every other week on average, and they're bringing some really killer characters in.
They gotta watch it though. They kind of gotta hit a happy medium, because after a while they're gonna start getting like, you know, they're dropping so many eggs they're gonna get like Easter Bunny on a hormonal overdrive or something, you know.
Yeah, there's tons of references for comics and characters that, you know, Star Labs has been mentioned. We already know about the spinoff series.
Really?
Yeah, Star Labs has been mentioned several times. I think they're doing that because, in my personal opinion, you know, they're bringing Barry Allen into the series, and eventually they're going to be spinning that off into its own Flash TV series. Is the buzz?
Is Barry Allen as the Flash?
No, we don't know yet. They only show him in the promo. But does he have his Flash abilities yet?
He will.
But he doesn't now.
That we know.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We don't know yet. I mean,
that's fascinating for a number of things. One, that it's Barry Allen. Is it Barry Allen again in the comics?
Yes.
Okay. Now that's I didn't know that.
Wally.
But that's a very interesting thing. One show that no one mentioned was The Walking Dead.
I was going to, but I think I'll sidestep that one until February and concentrate on Whitechapel, which is fabulous.
Which I haven't seen.
And you must.
See, all the shows I want to watch don't start until January now. Community, Hannibal.
The Brady Bunch.
Sherlock, that's right, which I've never watched. Did True Blood already start?
No, True Blood only ended just maybe about 2 months ago.
Yeah. Okay. Because I watched the first episode of this season on the plane from England. And first off, watching True Blood on a plane, awesome.
Tell us why.
Oh, they really showed that?
They showed it uncut. Ooh. I love that.
So parents all over the plane grabbing their children's faces and shoving them into the back of the seats.
Yes. But more importantly, actually, it struck me the last season kind of bugged me. I didn't feel like there was enough awesomeness to keep it going. And the whole what's her name is a vampire deal didn't didn't click for me. But on the other hand, it's Anna Paquin occasionally naked. So I'm...
You're good with that.
I'm willing to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to pour some tea.
All right.
Tea time.
Oh, crap.
I'm just thinking if you would have written the X-Men movies, I know what Anna Paquin would have had to put in her contract.
Yep.
Well, and the good news about Anna Paquin is that she is going to be appearing in the new X-Men Days of Future Past film. Nice to see your back is Rogue.
Pouring.
And it is very clear, I must say, so white could be an apt name.
As in wine, you know, beer.
What makes it a white tea? It lives in a gated community.
Yes.
Yes.
The bouquet. All right, first we smell.
Proper mugs.
Yeah. It's tea. It smells like tea.
Smells like water.
It smells like water. It smells like very flaccid Earl Grey.
Yeah. Well, the white tea is the young tea leaf.
Flaccid?
Flaccid. Oh, I think he actually meant flaccid. It's a very impotent kind of
tea. It's a flatulent.
That's later.
Is there any tea in here?
No, it's flaccid. There's no flatulence about this.
There's.
It's a nice cup of warm water.
Yes.
There's no flavor to that at all.
Yeah, there's a touch of tea-like flavor, and now he's going for the bobbing tea drip.
Well, I'm gonna bring some Gimma chai.
It's like if you water a dry lawn before you mow it, kind of.
Because you want the outer limbs to be moist so they cut better. I get that.
But that's that kind of smell, you know.
Yeah.
And taste.
Huh.
It's awful.
It tastes like green.
It's dumb.
It does taste like green. It's not.
It isn't bad. It's just.
It tastes as if you put hay in water and then drank the water.
Yes, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
If I were making paper mache and I soaked it in hot water and wrung it out,
I'm fairly certain. Okay, now, Worthy, this is the first post-Thanksgiving Leaf and Let Die. What'd y'all do for Thanksgiving? Meh.
I ate food.
Excellent. Chuck.
Went to my sister's house, ate food.
JC. We had a banquet at the house of Val with Circumference, Milady, and the evil geniuses Kevin and Andy were guests at the house, and we played Cards Against Humanity. till what's that?
Against Humanity.
Yeah, Cards Against Humanity till 2 a.m. It was a grand time.
Wow.
We were Thanksgiving with friends, Pumpkin, Chunkin, and Cards Against Humanity, but we were lightweights only till 1 a.m.
Okay, now here's the story of Woe. So we're gonna
now hear what you did.
Yes. So I went to see my family. Woe number one.
Yeah.
It's already one against you.
Same thing. And then so we go down to the Inland Empire in beautiful Paris, California, right next to glorious Riverside, nestled amongst the mountains and motor speedways, and. We're going to go to Pala Indian Casino for their buffet, which is without doubt the best Indian casino buffet you will find in the Southlands area.
Do they have meth chasers? I mean, you were in the Inland Empire.
That's true, but it's actually spectacularly good. They have a sausage thing where there are like 11 different types of sausage, including a wonderful venison sausage.
Oh, well, that's a total sausage fest. Who is it?
So we get there, and I go and I sit down at a roulette table. My family's going to go get in line. About 5 minutes later, my mom comes by and says, we're leaving.
Oh, war number three.
Because it was a four-hour wait. So my family abandons an Indian casino as close to heaven as you can get on Earth and goes to Sizzler.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is...
I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink some more of this tea. That's how bad Sizzler is.
Wow.
Even worse is Sizzler didn't have a buffet that day. It was just the regular Sizzler menu. So there was no turkey.
Can they call it ham.
There was no stuffing. They have the all-you-can-eat things. So if I really wanted a taco salad,
right,
I could have gotten it. But I couldn't get turkey, ham, 12 different types of sausages in a sausage fest. I like that term. I'm so glad you invented it. Instead, I had to get the trio Malibu chicken, which admittedly the pilgrims did have when they were at the first Thanksgiving.
Along with the cranberry log, right?
Cranberry log, exactly. It was very depressing. And then I went to LostCon and enjoyed a nice little convention for a day and a half.
Very nice.
Yes. All right. So, what's our verbiages on this tea?
Tux.
Flaccid.
It's pretty wimpy.
I'm going to go with flaccid also. I think there's no other answer. All right. Well, once again, this has been Leaf and Let Die.
Da-da-da. 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 Da-da-da.